Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are so privileged to come together again to study the Word. It is a joy to realize that the Word of God is eternal, and the Word of God is the one that contains faith, or faith is contained in the Word of God. We have discovered that if we take the Word of God as medication and we be faithful to taking this medication, the Word, which is our medicine, the Word is Jesus, it's going to heal the whole of our lives. It's going to heal our bones, heal our skin, heal our flesh, heal our head, heal our blood system, heal every part of us. And so this morning, we are spreading ourselves and positioning ourselves to take our medication together, which is the Word of God. We're in chapter 2 of the book of Hebrews, very important book, and we want to do verse 1 up to verse 8, and we want to start by looking at the first challenge or the first warning. And the first warning to the people of God who had already begun the journey and were in danger of going back is that they were warned of drifting away. The first warning is, don't drift away. Don't drift away. And so we want to look at what drifting away is all about from faith. We call them the dynamics of drifting away from faith. We want to look at what causes this drifting away, how do we prevent the drifting away, the dangers of drifting away. And we'll consider the importance of the black spots of the traveler. This session also focuses on the roar of God, the roar of Jesus Christ, and the role of human messengers, so that it can help us to keep our track, or to keep on track and not drift away. Very, very important. Now, drifting away is a term that is taken from the ship at the harbor. When the ship is brought at the harbor, or even a boat, what they do is that they docked it. They put it in their parking lot. That means the language that we can all understand. The parking of the ship is done through dropping what they call an anchor. An anchor is a metal that is hooked to a rock on the ground, and that metal with a hook is connected to the ship with a heavy rope. And so the ship cannot be moved by waves from where it was docked. So it can remain there forever as long as it is on the shore. But if by any means that anchor leaves or get unhooked for some reason, the ship, though big, can be drifted, can be moved away from its position by the winds. And it can find itself even in the high seas, because the wind has got the capacity of just moving this huge machine, or this huge vehicle or ship at the dock. And so the author uses this image or this analogy, this metaphor, to help us understand that we are safe at the harbor. We have our anchor in Jesus. We have our anchor, which is our hope, which is hooked in the knowledge that Jesus is better than the human messages and angelic messages. And if you understand that, that's a warning that we don't drift back. And so it's also good to understand that every time a traveler is moving, he or she is given some signs, and one of the signs is called a black spot. That black spot is a warning that keep telling us that we should be careful not to drift away, because there are those who traveled ahead of us and they were able to drift away from that. And so we want to also to look at the dangers of that. So from the scriptures, this says, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. You see, one of the things that has happened is that God gives us the truth. We have heard the truth. These people have heard the truth, but they were supposed to hold on. They were supposed to listen very carefully. What is listening? Listening is more than hearing. You can hear the message from our external ears, but listening is allowing this word to be part of us, is to connect to the word, is to comprehend the word of God. What does it say? What does it mean? Is to commit to the word. When we say that we must listen very carefully, is that we are committing to the word. We are asking, is there any danger? Is there any specific sin that we can confess? Is there any promise that we can claim? Is there any attitude that we can change? Is there any prayer that we can make? Is there any error that we can avoid? Is there any promise that we can claim? That's what we call to listening very carefully to the truth. The truth is told to them as it is told to us, but we have to commit that truth to ourselves. If that does not happen, we may drift away from it. You see, the truth is there, and that's how many people have drifted from the truth. Very many people who are cultic today, they had heard of the word, but they drifted to it because they did not commit to themselves. Then we are reminded, we are given a black spot. Here we are told, for the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So God, here we are reminded that the word was delivered through angels. So we are now reminded that angels were the messengers through which God delivered the word to the Israelites. But that delivery, that message has always stood firm, and every violation was punished. And so the question is, so what makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus Christ and then delivered to us by those who heard him speak? Now, here the author takes us to know that he's also comparing that the word today was delivered, was announced by Jesus. Yes, it came from God. Word always comes from God. God is speaking. Those days he spoke through angels, but now he spoke through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? Jesus is the messenger through which this word was given. And not that, then it was given to those who heard of it, and those who received it, they were also able to deliver that word to us. That means it talks of the way the Lord spoke to the first people. Jesus Christ spoke to the apostles, and the apostles were supposed to speak it out. But you see, this word is through Jesus Christ. But how can we escape if we ignore this word? If the one spoken through the angels and those who ignored they were punished of it. What makes us think that we cannot be punished? So it's a comparison. Just be reminded that the word is through Jesus, but if the other people are punished, we can also be punished. And God confirmed the message by giving us signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever He chose. You see, we are now getting the place of God the Father, who gave the word, God the Son, who announced the word, and God the Holy Spirit, who confirmed the word, and the man or the persons or the people that God has sent who were used to deliver that message as the letter. So that's a warning that we're having. We pay careful attention. Then we get to see the importance of man. We are told that what is this human messenger? What can we learn from this human messenger? And what is the privilege of man in the present world and in the future, in the world to come? So he said, and furthermore, it is not angels who will control the future world we are talking about. You see, still comparing about angels and saying that even in the world to come, God is not going to use angels to announce the word or to control the future world. We are the one to dominate the future world. Angels are ministering spirit. They will minister to us as we control the future world. But for in one place, the scripture says, so we reminded this person goes to verse 2, I think to Psalms 8. That's the one he's quoting. Here he says, what are mere mortals? What are men? Who is a man that you should think about them? Or a son of man that you should care for him? Yet for a little while, you made him a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them authority over all things. Now, when it says all things, it means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all things put under his authority now. What do we see is Jesus, who was a little, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angels. And because he suffered death for us, he's now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace. Jesus tasted death for everyone. So we want to stop there, but we want to say that the man is a very important person in the God's transaction, because God has always spoken all through. And he today is speaking through Jesus Christ, but he also gave the importance of the man whom he has called, and so that you don't turn back, so that you don't drift back. We are reminded that we have been called on purpose. We've been called so that we can take dominion, the present world and the future world. And the future world is not the angels that will take dominion. We'll take dominion. In the previous world, the world that God created, he created and put Adam to take dominion. I think that's why the evil, some of the angels, satanic angels, were, you know, they were jealous of Adam taking control. But the Bible says that we presently, we don't see the man taking control, but we will take control. But we only take control when we allow Jesus Christ to guide us, when we allow Jesus Christ to liberate us. And so today we were looking at the first challenge, the first warning not to drift away. And we can only be able to hold on when we listen very carefully to the word spoken to us, because the word is the container of faith. We can only live by faith if we allow that word of God to keep us, or to contain the word for us, in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We take this as a warning and as a challenge. Help us to listen very carefully to your word. Help us to commit to this word, and even to communicate this word to the rest of the humanity and to the rest of the creation. In Jesus' name.